5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Doesn't seem right. Does that seem like an accurate time? No, it does not, because the actual time is 1930 UTC, and that, my friends, is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm probably most well known for being the guy who likes to drink tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, what are we drinking today? We're drinking the Dahong Pao. Ooh, and it's good. It's delicious. And as much as I'd love to just sit around here and drink a bunch of tea, we can't do that right now. We've got a special mission that requires us leaving this room and doing something outdoors. Yes, just moments ago, it's been a little while now, it's been about 10 minutes, but 10 minutes ago, there was a funny thump outside, just right outside my windows. And I thought, what is that sound? And I got up and I looked out the window and I could not see anything. But that doesn't mean anything. So we have to go outside. So we got to go into the garage here. Open the garage door. And we got to check to see what the heck is going on outdoors, if anything. It's supposed to be a lovely day. Okay, I guess it's tolerable. The wind is blowing. For some reason, there's lots of cars parked on my street. That's been very common lately. All right, so I'm looking around here in the front of my house. It almost sounded like somebody threw down a package. Like, here's the stuff you ordered, thump. But there's nothing out here. There's nothing out here. Maybe some kind of snoodler was trying to raid my house. That could happen. I'm looking up in the trees. Are there any animals causing any problems? Like squirrels. Oh, and here's my cat. Hi, Peppa. I'm standing in front of my windows and the cat has come to the window to say hi. Hello. So we got a kitty indoors. I don't see anything going on out here. Let's check the mail. Have I gotten any mail? Nope. No mail for me. Okay, so while we're out here, and it's such a nice day, it's not blazing hot. It's about, I'd guess 76, 77, 78 degrees Fahrenheit. That's probably like around 24 or 25 degrees Celsius. Is this moonflower coming up? Uh-oh. Do I have Datura growing in my house? Maybe. Wow, the gate doesn't want to open. And here's some poops. Here's some poops in my backyard. Oh, these look like raccoon poops. Okay, so there's been some action in my backyard. I'm looking around. My backyard is kind of overgrown. There's weeds. There's mulberry trees. What do I hear running around? Oh, it's just a bird. I'm looking for buns. Where's my buns? There's been two little baby buns running around in my yard. Sort of later in the evenings. I was making tea at about 7 o'clock last night. And I saw the buns out here munching. Chomp, chomp, chomp. doing bunny munching tricks. Now I'm kind of going over here, spying on my neighbor's yard. He's got cool stuff. All right, well, there doesn't seem to be anything untoward happening outside today. It's a nice day. Kind of feel like going out and walking around and doing stuff, but I got up a little bit late today because I stayed up a little bit late watching the race, watching footy live from Australia, doing all kinds of regular Tobe stuff, and the next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. I just wasn't tired last night. It's not like I was trying to stay up. I just, I don't know, didn't feel like sleeping. So here we are, walking around in my yard, going, where's the dudes? It is a little bit warm, and the sun is out. But it's supposed to be nice and cool for the next couple days, so we're going to be going outside again real soon. We'll look for some dudes, but right now, we return to my house. And as I open the door, the cat comes running up to me. Hi, Pippa. Hello. What did you do? Did you see me out there? Did you see me outside? Oh, I was having fun. Yeah, I didn't see anything that you'd be interested in. There weren't any birds doing anything crazy or anything. All right, so now what are we going to do? Well, I guess there is some other stuff I gotta tell you. So let's move up to the whatever room we call this room in the house. It's now the guitar rig room. Because guess what I did last night? And this was a real pain. And I mean that both literally and quite figuratively. Oh, God. Yeah, so last night I spent some time looking for some more loops or music, some wave files that I could put into my looper that I could practice to. And, well, the good news is that, yeah, I did manage to find one thing after hours of searching and hours of fighting crappy Windows and bad search engines and stupid crap. I found one thing. And then when I sort of looked at it a little bit closer, I realized, oh my God, it's in 6/8. You know, the standard Tobe time signature is pretty much 4/4, or, you know, 12/8 with swing, right? No, this is in 6/8, but I decided, no, I'm going to grab this anyway. So I had to go through this big old rigmarole just to get my hands on this stupid loop. And it's not even a loop, it's just, you know, a track, and it does not loop, which is sort of annoying, because when it comes to the end, then I got to do all this weird stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And so sitting around on the floor trying to work a crappy computer and all that started to make my back hurt. And then I was playing guitar, and guitar is starting to make my back hurt, and that's part of the reason why I was up so late last night, because my back hurt so much, and I had my back brace on, and my back. And so that's why I need guitar straps. You know, when I'm playing these guitars, they're not on a strap, I'm just holding them. And I'm not sitting down, I'm literally standing up and holding a guitar and playing it at the same time. And if you don't think that's difficult or somehow impressive, try it yourself. The downside to all of this is that it's messing my back up. So I need to order some strap material. I'm going to order some old-fashioned lawn chair webbing and use that as guitar straps, because for about half the price of one real guitar strap, I can buy an entire roll of this webbing and get many guitar straps out of it. But anyway, so you're probably wondering what little backing track I got that was in 6/8. Well, here you go. Let's count it off. All right. And no, I can't turn it up any louder because it's already so hot that it wants to clip. Mm-hmm.
probably gonna clip anyway. And now it's so low that I can't hear it. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to. God damn it. Why did I know this was gonna happen? See, last night when I had this hooked up to my amp and stuff, I got the mix just right, and as I'm setting the mix on the guitar, I'm thinking this is not gonna work out when we try to record this later. How am I gonna get around this? I cannot turn this down anymore. What about the input on the, well, huh? No. Turn this crap off. Push button. What if we try to record through the air gap? Nope, because then I can't watch the meters and I can't hear anything to begin with. This is not worth my hassle. This is not worth the engineering hassle that this is going to require. Equipment is going to have to come out. Mixing boards are going to have to come out. Lots of cables are going to have to come out, and I don't have enough cables. Cables are very expensive. Just to hook up any stereo thing, you're looking at least $60 if you're a cheapskate like me and won't buy the good cables, which is why you don't have any cables to begin with, because if you keep buying all the cheap cables, then they don't last very long and you don't have any cables that you can use. Welcome to my life. I kind of don't feel like playing guitar anyway. My back is my back is messed up, and now my sinuses are starting to go. Great. And so even though I managed to kill 14 or 15 minutes, we still don't have a show. What the hell am I going to do for a show? I mean, damn, boy, am I going to get it now.
Get it now.
Uh-oh.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Formula 409. It starts to work before you start to wipe.
And, hey, wait a minute. Can you hear that? Is there some echo on the reverb down in the noise floor? Here, let me turn that up just a little bit. Let's bring up the gain. Can you hear that? There's echo on the reverb.
Good evening out there. See a lot of people out there.
Stop
down
the
back on the reverb. You in the corner, happy birthday. Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Bees. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go. In my opinion, it's Pineapple Bees. Put up a long way of pineapple. With the sides of danger. And you get two sides. So get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. That reminds me, I have to go to the grocery store today. At least it's not boiling hot. Okay, time to stop messing around. We're going to listen to some Sun House. This is his Scary Delta Blues. This is good stuff, kids.
Pat right down, and you can write to me. That's a little gal if you ever get lonesome, honey. I say you can sun right down, and you can write to me. Little writing now, baby. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, I don't care why in this old worry. You know, if I don't ever no more see you, honey, you'll forever be on my mind. Worry, no. look like the very one you be loving now, boy. Oh, so doggone hard to please. You know, sometimes I wish I had my whole heart in my hand.
Something of a historical recording there. Pretty awesome. That was Sun House live. And I got to question that guitar he was playing. Okay, yeah, that was... I couldn't see the headstock, but that looked like and kind of sounded like an old original National Steel. But I kind of got to question the tuning there a little bit. But okay, you know, most of the time it's more about attitude than anything else, and Sun House is chock full of attitude. In fact, I think I'm gonna need to hear some more of Sun House, some of this live stuff. This is Levy Camp Blues, same guitar. Oh, thanks for being digital.
I bring a pack of all my clothes. I bring a leave this town. Don't care what in the world you do.
And then he just stops. Okay, still very cool. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's an early original National Steel he's playing. That's cool. I want one. And it occurs to me, if I'm going to be a blues guy, I'm going to need one. And or something else. I'm going to need some kind of resonator guitar. Which shouldn't be too difficult to build, really. I mean, you know, a crappy one. I'm not going to try to build something awesome because, you know, I don't do awesome. I do crappy. Which reminds me of something else that I was thinking about last night. I should probably build a battery-operated amplifier for my guitars. And ironically, I think I have all the parts, you know, and not a good amplifier, just a little junky, solid-state LM386 powered amplifier. I've built a million of them in my life. And, you know, I've got that one that I don't use for anything anymore. I could unbox it and just put it in a new box with some bigger jacks, and then I'd have to put a speaker on it. But I do also have that one old stereo speaker. I've got this old stereo speaker that somebody gave me. Just a single stereo speaker, and it works fine. I guess I could just put an amp in it. That might be something to do. But it is kind of a big stereo speaker. And, you know, I was thinking, no, I just need something kind of small that I can carry around easily. And this isn't a big heavy speaker or anything. And I could put, you know, like a handle on it or something. Maybe that's what I should do, and that would look weird. That would be really bizarre and sort of fit all the strange stuff that I do. But on the other hand, I could build a cool amplifier into some kind of strange box, and I have just the box somewhere, and I think it's out in my garage. I have a Partridge Family lunch box. Yes, one of those old metal lunch boxes from the 70s. And it's in great condition. Do I really want to cut it up to put a speaker in it, though? I don't know. That would be a really cool little amplifier with a built-in handle and everything. And I could carry that around, plug into it, be playing. People would come up and they would ask,
"You got girlfriend, Vietnam?"
To which I would reply, "No, but I got this cool Partridge Family amplifier for my guitar." Although, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, do I really want to, am I going to like the sound of any of my guitars coming out of a 3-inch speaker? That's something else that occurs to me, too. I could just buy that one kit. You can buy an LM386-based amplifier kit for like $30. It's all wired up and ready to go, and all you got to do is put it in a box. What are those going to sound like, overdriven? Ooh. At least I could get a bigger speaker. Do I want to do this? Maybe that's the experiment I'll run today. I'll take one of my little battery-operated amplifiers. I'll plug that little speaker that I have into it. And then I'm going to need a cord to go from my guitar into the amp, and it has to be 1/8 inch. Do I have anything like that? I don't know. Maybe these will be some experiments I run today just to see if this will be anything that I like. But I also gotta go to the store. What am I gonna do? I don't know. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go to the grocery store and maybe build an amp or at least some guitar straps. So I gotta go. Bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.